If you got a toddler in the house, a baby, you probably are having the same problem a lot of people have trying to find baby formula right now because there's a shortage of it. It's a perfect storm. There was some that was recalled, inflation, all these things going into it, and people can't find it. We've heard stories of people driving like 100 miles because there was a rumor that there was baby formula at this one store.
Yeah. You know what? This is one that my nephew actually used to drink, the Similac Sensitive, the orange one. Because I was seeing some of these in you know, a lot of Facebook groups are... Uh-huh. A lot of women are taking to that. A lot of moms are going on there saying, hey, well, I have this. Can maybe I have this? Or who has this? And I can hold you over till this date.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if there's breast milk, then, you know, there's donors that are offering that as well. Mm-hmm. But something that you may have also seen is some people are circulating a homemade baby formula recipe from 1960.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting, too. And they're saying that this is not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. What's in this formula here that people are passing around? It's kind of interesting, too, because you can tell right away just the font and the paper it's on and everything.
It's old.
You can tell it's really, really old, yeah. So it's what, evaporated milk?
Yeah, water, that Karo syrup, uh-huh. And... you put that into a bottle. Well, we don't want to promote that.
No. But that's the formula from the 60s.
Yeah, that's one that's on there. There's also, you know, because everyone's trying to find something, another alternative, goat milk. People are suggesting goat milk.
Is that a good idea?
I don't know. Rice milk. You know, it's just tough because you want your baby just to have milk, and it's kind of difficult for these parents. And I'm sure it is.
Man. I bet it's kind of frightening too if you can't find what.
Stressful as it is when you can't pump milk. I mean, you can't breastfeed, and you know that you have those down days. I remember with my sister, like you know freeze it and do all that, and you try to save up, but then there's people that can't do that. Yeah. So you are relying on formula.
Or they didn't start doing it, and it's 2 years into the process. It's too late to go back to that option.
Yeah, well, so hopefully, I mean, that is resolved soon. But that brings us to another subject, which is, and this goes on with, you know, an old recipe.
Yeah.
There's this 100-year-old recipe for Hoover stew.
That sounds very Depression era, Hoover stew.
It is. It dates back to the Great Depression, the now infamous water pie, which, you know, back then there were supplies were also limited and in high demand, and flavor came at a premium. So the solution was this stew made of macaroni noodles, tomato, and sliced hot dogs.
I know. I'm going to say something here. I think I ate that as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think we can call it Hoover stew. I think we ate like mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Inside of it, you chopped up some hot dogs inside the mac and cheese?
Yes, chop up the tube steak.
This one had it had hot dogs, elbow macaroni, stewed tomatoes, and corn. This one had corn. Did you have corn in yours?
That sounds like succotash or something that my mom also made.
What?
Yeah.
You had it.
We chopped up hot dogs and put them in beans all the time. Did you do that as a kid?
Hot dogs and beans?
Yeah.
Well, that's like charro beans.
Yeah.
Charro beans with bacon.
Yeah.
It's beans, pinto beans with hot dog beans.
Let me ask you a question. Growing up, like I bring our producer Tom in here, our brand manager.
Brand manager. We just rename our producer brand manager.
I'll ask Michelle first. When you had hot dogs as a kid, what did you use as a bun?
Well,
hold on.
It's a different story. Uh-huh. Being Mexican-American, we had the bologna and the tortilla. Uh-huh. Did you have that?
No, we didn't do that, no. But when you had a hot dog, what did you use as a bun?
Well, I know we sometimes would use a slice of bread if there wasn't a regular bread.
Yeah. Tom, what did you use?
Yeah, a slice of white bread.
Yes, yes.
But you never did the bologna with the tortilla.
No, we didn't do that.
No, you didn't do the taco bologna, the round steak sandwich.
The round steak sandwich. 888-787-1963. If there's something that you were thinking now, wow, we ate that as a kid. Now I'm thinking that wasn't...
Yeah, is there something crazy like that? That's because this is bizarre to me, macaroni with the hot dog
We
meat.
Chopped up the hot dog for all sorts of things.
Hey,
and we were just regular middle-class America family. We were like, you know.
The hot dog is Spam?
We didn't do Spam.
You didn't do Spam?
No, we didn't do that.
Wasn't that popular in Hawaii, though?
Hawaii, Spam is very popular.
But you didn't do Spam in Hawaii?
Well, later we did. But it's like with rice and stuff. It's kind of a snack called Spam Musubi.
Spam musubi.
Yeah, it's spam, seaweed, and rice.
Is it still common today?
Very common today.
Oh,
yeah, more
wow.
common than ever. Yeah, you can get it at some of these Hawaiian restaurants, like Hawaiian Brothers and stuff. They have it there.
Here.
Yeah. By the way, also if you're a parent out there who's you know maybe you know figured out something what to do with the...
with the milk situation.
Yeah. So Michelle and I were talking about different things we used to eat as kids.
Yes.
It all started because people are... we somehow got on this topic because people were talking about baby formula and trying to find different solutions. And
times are... supplies are limited.
And exactly.
It was back in the Great Depression, too. And this was one of the stuff... one of the meals that people would eat sometimes.
Hoover's stew was one of the things, Then that's kind of making a comeback of sort. It was like macaroni and hot dogs and tomatoes.
And a can of corn if you want to make it last a little longer.
Yeah.
Add some water.
Yeah, really. Keep adding water. What did you want to say, sir?
Hey, I heard you talking about those food items, and I, too, ate hot dogs and my macaroni. But I think some of the weirdest stuff that I ate as a kid, my mom used to make boiled cornmeal and feed it to us. We would sometimes put syrup on it, sometimes crack an egg on it, but most of the time we just eat it raw, boiled cornmeal for breakfast.
Yeah, I don't think I've had boiled cornmeal.
I remember that. I do remember people eating that, though. That was not that weird.
Yeah, well, the thing was, we lived in such a big family. There were 9 kids, and so, like, getting a breakfast that big for, like,
was... Man, you just, like, it's bread. Almost like the feed trough for that many kids.
Yeah. Actually, though.
Hey, I just wanted to let you all know that goat milk is totally an acceptable option because that's what my mama did for me.
You drank goat milk as a...
As an infant?
My mom actually milked the goat.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I mean, shout out to Mom. Vivian, you're amazing.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay.
Thank you.
Milk the goat and heated it and pasteurized it herself and put it in a bottle, and that's what I drank.
Pasteurized it herself. Wow.
Go, Mom.
Like Louis Pasteur over your house.
Okay, so I was calling about that. I don't remember what y'all said it was called, the... macaroni noodles and corn and tomatoes.
Yes.
Hoover stew,
What is it? Hoover stew?
Yeah.
That sounds gross. but not the ingredients, the name. My mom used to make that growing up, and she called it goulash.
Oh, yes, the catch-all name.
Yes, goulash.
Everything thrown together. You know, years later as an adult, shout out to my friend Janos, I went to Hungary where the goulash is from. It's nothing like what we called it.
Oh, yeah, anything that you just throw in together.
It's like
a
delicious dish. It's like their national dish. It's really good.
Oh, man. But you know what? Hey, whatever works for you, if it's delicious, then go for it.
Yeah.
But you really should try the corn tortilla with the bologna.
Okay. Well, I'm not really a big bologna fan. You know what we used to do, too? This was when I got to, like, out of college and, like, you know, the budget was very thin.
Uh-huh.
Rice-a-roni with a can of tuna.
Rice-a-roni with a can of tuna. Tuna's hard, period.
Yeah. It kind of takes the edge off the tuna a little bit.
Edge off the tuna.
I don't know. Something in that rice-a-roni. Just try it, folks. Let me get back to
There's some great weird food combinations.
There definitely
that.
Is.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.